But yeah, I think Paul definitely was in a rut, in a ruttle. And yeah, I think it's good that he should work with various people, and hopefully he'll find somebody who will actually tell him something, you know, because most people work with Paul and they're afraid to just say anything to him. And I think that's no good. You need to have somebody you can work with who will tell you you know good when you know good. Otherwise, it's no help at all. Paul had suggested maybe the chance of me and he writing together something. And, I mean, it's pretty funny, really, because, I mean, I've only been there about 30 years in Paul's life, and it's like now he wants to write with me. But I think it's maybe quite interesting. Some time to do that.
Throughout the 80s, Paul McCartney experienced a series of dramatic happenings in a lifetime already chock-a-block with extraordinary moments, some good and some very, very bad. Obviously, the December 8, 1980 murder of John Lennon was almost unbearable for the sensitive composer-performer. But fortunately, things soon even out for Paul, starting with the April 1981 marriage of Ringo Starr to actress Barbara Bach in London. The November 1982 beginning of principal photography for his something less than miraculous cinematic debut for Give My Regards to Broad Street. McCartney's induction into the coveted Freedom of the City honors in Liverpool in November of 1984, his stirring appearance at Live Aid on July 13, 1985, Paul's collaboration with fellow Liverpool rocker Elvis Costello in 1987, the release of a rocking collection of classic 50s numbers exclusively for the Russian market in 1988, and finally, the inception of the Paul McCartney World Tour, which kicked off in Oslo, Norway on September 26, 1989. As was Paul's custom, he met the press for a lively give-and-take at nearly every stop along the way. What follows, then, is a montage of some of the highlights of Paul's witty and often compelling repartee from that time.